What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Welcome to the Bald Brothers Podcast. Two friends who just like to wax poetic on the random things of the world. We use it as an excuse to hang out together because Tony doesn't leave his evil lair. Old man Baker. Because, man, old man Baker. Tony is the guy from the Sandlot with that dog out front. And just.
But he was a good dude once he went in there.
He was. And yeah. So are you.
That's me.
You're the old white man in Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Except you neighbor? Got a good relationship with your family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't talked to my son in a while.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's always the people who are quiet are just like, they evil, huh? Like, no, man, y'all just don't talk to us.
Right. You ain't never said hi to me, man.
All right, we kicking it off today. Top 10 sandwiches. I'm going to let you kick it off, Tone.
Oh, I can kick it off?
Kick it off.
Well, the ultimate sandwich that I never even think is a sandwich, but I guess it is a sandwich, is a cheeseburger.
Man, what? That ain't no sandwich.
So we taking cheeseburgers off the thing?
We need to have a discussion right now.
A sandwich to me is two separate pieces of bread, separate. That's why I don't consider hot dogs a sandwich.
Just because the bun is connected. But the bun can be connected on a Philly cheese sandwich. Philly cheesesteak. They often
that's a sandwich sandwich.
You just said.
I'm reneging on my whole hot dog ain't a goddamn sandwich.
You just want.
I don't know how to explain.
What is a burger is a burger though.
So what's a sandwich then? Two pieces of bread, right?
I don't know. I guess technically a burger is a sandwich, but I don't consider a burger a sandwich.
Me neither. I never did.
Yeah, it is. I mean, by definition, Earl of Sandwich. I mean,
hold on, man. I'm about to look at the sandwich. Sandwich definition.
Yeah. What the Google say?
Sandwich definition.
I mean, I guess it is. There's not much difference between a grilled cheese sandwich and a burger.
A sandwich is a food item consisting of fillings, typically meat, cheese, or vegetables, placed between two or more slices of bread or on a split roll.
Split roll. That means hot dog.
Hot dogs is out. Hot dogs
split
is out.
Roll.
You consider the sandwich. I'm not
okay,
doing
I'm gonna give you burger then.
So cheeseburgers, okay. Man.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm surprised you didn't say this. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter
it was coming.
And jelly.
It was coming.
And I never stopped.
I never stopped these, man. I wish I would stop.
Why would you stop?
Peanut butter and jelly. Man, peanut butter and jelly go hard in the paint.
I still eat peanut butter and jelly to this day. Sometimes
absolutely.
I order at restaurants. Crunchy peanut butter. Strawberry jelly.
Man, you appreciate the crunchy peanut butter, man. See, that's why I rock with you,
crunchy
man.
Peanut butter is where it's at.
That's why I rock with Kev on stage.
Love
man.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Remember we was in New York, we went to that food hall,
yes.
And they had a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Man, that thing was $18, and I would have gave him $20.
Yeah, I would have paid $62 for the damn sandwich. It was delicious.
So good.
Oh, man. Peanut butter and jelly go hard. I don't want to hear that it's immature. You immature. That's the problem now. Y'all want to be old and grown. And then you want to judge old people, but then, oh, you too old for the sandwich. You going to be younger, you going to be old.
Yes.
Make your mind up, man. PB&J.
PB&J. All right, you up, Tom.
I'm coming in with the po' boy.
Oh,
po' boy,
man.
Used to go hard for me, man.
Shrimp po' boy.
Before I dipped out of the meat streets, I was po' boy Johnson. po' boy, the meat streets.
I didn't even think of that.
Po' boy is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That po' boy, you gotta say po' boy.
I don't even really like shrimp no more.
Hey, like you get that, a good po' boy.
But a po' boy is lights out.
You get that mayo on there, that lettuce.
Yeah, man.
You get them shrimps on there. Yeah. You go down to the bayou and have your po' boy. Then you get on second line right after. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I love that. I'm going to go Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
That's a good time.
What's it called? Man, my boy just put me on to Bosch, just put me on to a new Philly cheesesteak restaurant when I was there.
They always got a new one every time you go
they
to Philly.
Do.
Don't go to such and such. Go here.
Was it Taste Cheesesteak Bar?
Okay. You
downtown.
Went?
Oh, I went.
It was legit?
Oh,
the best
God.
You had in Philly?
Best I had in Philly. I ain't going to hold you, Philly. I was starting to lose faith.
Uh-huh.
I started when we went.
Yeah.
I think we had
Max's.
What's
that other one?
Ishka Bibble. No, yeah, I'm sorry.
Ishka Bibble. I remember that
one. Was it Pat and Gino's? Which is the one people from Philly don't want you to eat? I think Gino's, it's Pat and Gino's. So I had Max's, Ishka Bibble's, and I didn't love none.
Yeah.
But taste.
Taste is the one.
Woo!
It tasted good, you say.
Man, and then I had a really good Philly cheesesteak in Atlanta.
What? Atlanta got some good
Man, let me.
What they doing with the good Philly cheese?
My boy David Shands put me on to them.
What they doing with the good Philly cheese up in Atlanta?
Oh, what's their name?
That Philly cheesesteak.
I don't have the text. Anyway, Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Meat, cheese. And I ain't gonna hold you. I'll eat the okay ones from the mall at Charlie's.
Oh, Charlie's is good to me.
Charlie's got some seasoned fries down at the mall. That was
always good to me.
I'll swing by.
Yeah.
I'll visit with old Charlie.
Charlie's might be my favorite mall spot.
Really?
Out of the mall chains? Mall chains? Charlie's is up there.
Charlie's ain't gonna never do you wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
You up. I'm
gonna go with Gyro or Gyro, whatever y'all call it. That is actually, I don't miss a lot of meat, but a gyro is something I lust over from time to time. if it was like, yo, Tony, what meat do you miss the most or what do you lust over the most? I would have to say that.
Is that lamb?
It's like lamb and beef combo or something like that.
And they got that, it's
together on the.
So it's lamb and beef.
I think.
It's the shave joint, right?
Yeah. How they get it?
I don't know how they mix it. I'm not even 100% it is a beef lamb mix, but I always thought it was a beef lamb mix. And then
that's boom. Good eating.
Is it just pure lamb?
I don't know. I thought it was lamb. Cause it got that fat thigh.
Lamb shank. Lamb beef blend, then sliced. I think they have different. It's pure
lamb. Pure uncut.
They say it depends. whatever the hell it is. It's delicious.
Lamb kind of make my stomach hurt sometimes.
It's ground lamb and beef.
So it is lamb beef. Okay. I knew it was a mixture.
Because,
like, you know, when you have regular lamb, it don't taste like that. And you know beef don't taste like that. Yeah. So that, to me, is just prime. Then you get the tzatziki sauce, the tomatoes on there. They just be so good. And all over Chicago, it was just like, man. I remember
is
first
it
time.
Chicago?
Huh?
It's big in Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Greek food?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Gyro. It's always a gyro place everywhere.
That little tzatziki or that Greek yogurt sauce.
Oh, my God.
Baklava.
It's a good. First time I ever had it was cold. My mom brought it home, and I ate it the next day. So even cold, I was like, this is pretty good. And then when I had one warm, my head blew off.
I'm going to go Cubano.
The hell is it? Oh, yeah.
Cuban
okay.
Sandwich.
The way he said it, I was like, wait, what?
Man, a Cuban Q-Doba. Sandwich. If I'm not mistaken, it's ham. What is it? It's three meats. Is it turkey?
I don't know.
What is in a Cubano? I'm tripping.
You on your own on this one.
Hold on.
While you're looking it up, man, you know what I'm saying? So I was down there in Miami, right?
Roasted pork, glazed ham,
so it's just pork and ham. Roasted pork and ham.
Well, pork is ham. Pork is ham.
Ham is pork. Little mustard, little pickle.
I don't think you fully believe in this sandwich.
No. I just thought it was three meats. I get this from Portos all the time. When I'm in Miami.
Oh, Portos has them?
Oh,
the
man.
Portos here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All yeah, right. Portos is great.
Portos is popular.
Man, give me a sandwich, rice and beans, platanos.
It's always packed over there.
Big time. I'm gonna go Cubano.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it basic on that ass.
You better not go
grilled cheese,
oh,
man.
I knew it.
Come on, man.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is a fantastic time.
Grilled cheese is a good time,
man.
Grilled cheese, and you can also dress it up.
Hell yeah, you can dress it up.
You can go Gruyere.
You can put hard bottoms on that grilled cheese and go to town, man. All day, man.
Me and Melissa used to be on a grilled cheese and tomato soup in the winters at UW.
With a tomato bisque and a grilled cheese?
Man, it's just a perfect. You just want to cuddle up with a little book.
Yes.
It's raining. A little dip, dip, dip.
I'll eat that and fake read. I wouldn't even really be reading. I just had a book open and eating. Grilled cheese is fantastic. Remember he made that grilled cheese in that movie, Chef?
Yeah. Oh, right at the beginning.
Man.
Now, the key, you go mayonnaise on the bread,
ooh,
toast the bread.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
You would think butter. You would think. Yeah. But mayonnaise give you another level of crispiness.
People be hating on mayonnaise. I actually love mayonnaise.
Love mayonnaise. If I wasn't married to Liz, I'd be mayonnaise.
People hate on mayonnaise, man.
I love mayonnaise, man. Mayonnaise is... I love mayonnaise, man.
I was married to Melissa, man. Mayonnaise.
I love mayo.
Yeah.
Big mayo.
People be hating on it, man.
All right. I'm going to go. And you might not agree with this, Tony, and I don't give a damn. I'm saying that more.
Uh-huh. I disagree.
French dip au jus.
Oh, yeah. You on your own.
I love
it. I'm just not familiar.
You familiar?
Not really. I don't think I ever had one.
Man, you good. It's not on the list, Marquita, because it's my personal selection.
She's just giving guidelines. She's just giving the guidelines.
You get the little sauce.
Yeah.
On the little side.
Uh-huh.
You get the bread, meat, cheese. You dip it in the suppeth.
Yeah.
Get a little messy.
Suppeth.
Huh? And I don't really like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you get a Italian beef from Chicago.
Yes.
And you get it
wet.
Wet.
Yeah.
It's that same idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You go peppers if you want.
Yeah.
That's why I was with, when peppers. They told me about the wet, it was like, now you might not like soggy bread. I said, you don't know nothing about me. I love soggy bread.
Soggy bread be fire.
Matter of fact, Italian beef.
Hey, watch out, man. You double dipping in the goddamn pit.
Is Italian beef and French dip, is there any difference?
Well, the French dip, you start dry. You have to dip it yourself. The Italian beef, they're going to dip it for you.
Okay. So I'm going to stick with the French dip.
Yeah.
But Italian beef is good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I got a few in Chicago. You're up. How many we got, Marquita?
One all more. Right. I'm Curveball McGee.
Curveball.
Ice cream sandwich.
That's an acceptable curveball.
Full chest.
I wouldn't have considered an ice cream sandwich.
Now I love ice cream sandwiches, man.
All you said is it's filling. It didn't have to be
a sandwich. And when you let the ice cream sandwich sit for a little bit.
Now you're talking about old school, just black and white.
With the holes.
Just.
Yes.
Standard issue.
Yes.
Stick to your finger soft. Leave it on the counter for a little bit. A little soft ice cream.
Oh.
You don't got to go decadent. We make extra special.
Nah, the Neapolitan, whatever. Nah, man, get out of here, man. Get it out of here.
Regular,
yes.
Soft, no brand ice cream sandwich.
I would lick the sides before I begin. You lick the sides before you begin. That's the key.
That's the key. Woo. Go all the way around the sides.
Yes.
Close like an envelope. Like
seal it up. Yes, like a blunt.
Like
bow, you go in.
Man, I ain't had an ice cream sandwich proper in a minute.
I love ice cream sandwiches, man. I ain't had one in a while either.
They
had some good vegan ones at this place in the valley that sells, it's a vegan supermarket. I forget the name. They got some good ones over there, but.
Man, that was good.
Mm.
That's good, Tone.
Ooh, ice cream good. Sandwich.
All right. We switching gears.
Yeah, give us a
little. Oh, it's one more each?
One more sandwich, man.
Oh, okay.
Italian beef.
I'm going to go fried chicken sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Regular Wonder Bread?
Just.
No, Chick-fil-A. No. Okay.
Yeah. You go Nashville. Actually, I'm kind of sick of Nashville hot. Nashville hot and hot honey. You everywhere. Go back to Nashville.
They spread themselves too thin.
I like
thin,
it better,
huh?
When it was just in, like, it was a Nashville thing.
Yeah.
You're like, we in Nashville, y'all. Let's get to Nashville.
They want to get
honey.
The money
hot
up,
honey,
man.
is the cranberry of stuff now.
Yeah.
Hot honey is everywhere.
It is.
I don't want to see hot honey everywhere.
You're diluting the brand.
Yeah, man. Hot honey over here. Hot honey pork chop. Hot honey cereal, man. Hot honey don't belong everywhere. Put it back where it belongs.
Hot honey.
I just had enough of hot honey.
I'm feeling
Dave's hot chicken. Yeah. Dave's hot Nashville.
It's overexposure.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Y'all doing too much.
Greed, man.
But a fried chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes for that little run, they just couldn't keep up with the demand.
That was crazy.
Popeyes fell apart. They was like, man, F y'all. We ain't making them no more. Sign on the crazy. Door. We ain't doing it.
We ain't doing it no more,
but
man.
Chick-fil-A sandwich, low-key, you get Raising Cane's, a little sauce between the toast, make your own sandwich. It can be really legit.
Yeah.
But a fried chicken sandwich
is supreme.
Yeah, and take hot honey off pizza as well. What you doing too? Over? Yeah. Hot honey pepperoni with the loose. With
that's
the jalapenos.
Crazy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they hot honey in
it. Take it off. All right, we done with that?
Yeah.
All right. I got bronchitis. Anybody got time for that?
Anybody get time for that?
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Top 10 worst airports.
This all you.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, because I don't know that many bad airports.
I got plenty. You chime in at all? I'm going to chime in.
Like, if I can remember the airport,
okay,
nothing comes to mind.
I'm going to tell you first off.
But El Paso sucks.
You could go El Paso. El Paso's a terrible airport.
It's a city.
No, man. We talk about it.
Oh, all right. All right. Not the people. When I talk about El Paso,
I'm not talking about the people, man. My grandma and my aunt made you great food.
Oh, man, I love them.
Heard it all before. Orlando. I want you to update your airport. Newsflash, buddy. It's not 1985 anymore. I hate the carpet at MCO. I hate the trains.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like trains.
They do got carpet up in there.
That carpet is just... We just finished watching Judge Wapner.
Yeah, Wapner. Wow.
Mothballs. I don't know why the Orlando airport refuses to be retrofitted with up-to-date carpet.
Yeah.
And they got that hotel right in the middle.
Hotel dated.
They do got that hotel right there is crazy.
Dated.
Yeah.
That hotel is the worst. But that's not even the one I hate the most. Oh, I just specifically hate that.
Okay.
Want to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, Earn In. Your paycheck date could soon become the newest irrelevant number in your life. Earn In is a non-bank finance app. 5 million people are using it, and that number is growing. The concept is almost annoyingly simple. You earn money, you access it up to $150 a day of what you already worked for, up to $1,000 between paychecks. Tips are optional and standard transfers take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers start at $3.99 and cap at $5.99. It's not about emergencies. It's just a better way to exist financially day to day. Worth checking out. Why I got to wait payday to payday? I done the work day to day. Why I got to wait 2 weeks to 2 weeks when I got to live life every day? Why I got to wait when I got to eat today? I can't wait till Friday after next when I'm hungry right now. I can't wait till Friday after next when my kid needs a new pair of shoes right now. What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry and the only way to eat is to feed him a little bit of money or whatever the song says? You get my point. Download Earn In on the App Store or Google Play, spelled like earning money without the G. Type in The Bald Brothers under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days, no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earning.com for full details. And now back to the show.
You know what I hate? Denver International Airport.
Because it's so big?
Because it's so freaking far.
It is, yeah.
From the rest of freaking Colorado.
Yeah. It's that demon horse in the front, man.
What's with the horse?
It's the demon horse in the front.
What's with the lore?
Yeah.
Also, the Illuminati has meetings here. Okay?
It's crazy.
Don't go downstairs.
It's haunted at the Denver Airport. Yeah.
Also, it's a freaking hour away from Denver.
It is far.
You be riding to Denver, you're like, bro, why are we not? No traffic.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Just
it's
driving.
It's far as hell.
You just be driving.
And it's always packed and big every time. It's like they hold people just to get it packed.
Oh, when you look down there,
yeah,
it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
It's a sea of people
the
in there.
The amount of people, Tone, is crazy. Yeah.
I forgot about Denver.
Too much Frontier. Back in the day, I used to fly through Denver. Frontier was a big part of my life.
Yeah.
We used to be in there. Oh, and I hate Frontier Airlines.
Oh, yeah. Frontier sucks.
Man, Denver
Spirit is the worst,
is the worst.
Yeah, Denver's pretty bad.
Nothing to eat in there. Too much artisanal coffee. We're like, hey, we're Denver. We're kind of like Portland, kind of like Austin, but the worst of O's.
We got mountains.
Denver sucks.
The city?
It's just the airport.
Oh, all right.
All right. Man, I feel so much better.
That was from the soul right there.
Dulles.
Oh.
D.C. Or is it IAA? IAD?
Well, they got two.
Okay. Is IAD Dulles?
It's Dulles. Yeah, Dulles.
The most confusing freaking, are we in a train station or an airport? Take the train downstairs, upstairs, backwards, forwards. Go here, go there.
Little bus,
little train, little situation. There's too much going on.
I can't even remember this airport.
You can't remember? You got to go down to go up when you get out. You're right outside.
What's the other D.C. airport?
Reagan.
Maybe that's the one I fly
into. That one's great.
Yeah, I think that's
Reagan
the one.
Reagan is just sweet little baby.
But yeah. Dulles is the one.
Yeah, Reagan is a tiny little. Dulles is stupid far. You're dealing with D.C. traffic. Reagan, you right there near Crystal City.
Dulles was in Die Hard 2.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the airport.
I hate it. Sometimes we just go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good flights. Only United going to Dulles.
Mm.
Only United. So you go to Delta. Sometimes I just rather just fly Delta. Yeah. Rather fly to BWI and drive up with morning traffic on the red eye just to avoid IAD. Because you're going to be an hour out anyway.
That's crazy.
Reagan don't be having too many flights. No. Reagan be like, man, you got the little tour. All right, watch out.
We got two flights coming in.
Two flights, man. Get out of here. I hate Dulles.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I feel great. All right. Let me see. Those three I hate the most. I don't like Newark.
Okay.
I don't like United Hubs, I realize.
Oh.
I'm not a fan. Newark got too many no real restaurants, the little fake kiosk.
Kev is big on these restaurants. We spend our time in there. Peep the common
thread. I don't like
thread.
Kiosk ordering. Newark is big on kiosk. I only go to Newark in LaGuardia and JFK. LaGuardia was on here, but LaGuardia got redone, I think.
Did it?
Yeah, Newark did. Still hate it. I don't like Newark. I don't like United. It's nothing good. Of the three New York airports,
yeah,
Newark is
that's the one.
It's the worst.
And I can't recall that airport.
Man, what'd you recall?
I can't recall.
Hate it. Absolutely.
I ain't been to Jersey in a minute, like, you know, flying in proper. I can't even remember if I ever flew into Jersey. I know we did Newark on the Real Comedians Tour, but that was so long ago.
But we also, you can go to New York and go to Newark.
Yeah, I feel like I landed in New York and drove.
Yeah.
I can't even recall Newark.
Yeah. I don't like Las Vegas, Harry Reid.
Oh, yeah, I was just there. I can feel that.
I don't
like how they got slot machines right off the top, man.
Let
us get settled into Vegas first. Hey, what happens if you get excited? Now you at the airport the whole time. We gambling, y'all. Leave the airport. Nah, I got everything right here. You ain't even going to see Vegas.
You can't sit down nowhere.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit at the slot machine if you're not playing.
Yeah.
And they've decided instead of a good amount of seating, we're going to go slot machine, slot machine, slot machine.
Yeah.
It's a stupid airport.
I like where it's at, though.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
Now, that's the only thing.
I like
thing.
That. You right. But the rental car bring back is ass. Absolute ass. It's tricky to get to. It's confusing. But the airport being right there is beautiful. No,
but the city Locations, ain't big.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite as far as, like,
you get right
when you get there, you are there.
Absolutely.
You is Vegas.
Location is probably the best.
To the strip in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, JSX over there is even better. Oh. I'd be going JSX.
It's across the street from MGM.
Right across the MGM.
You'd
leave your hotel. You leave your hotel 20 minutes before your flight.
This on the pricey side?
Yeah, look, probably.
Hey, man, watch out, man.
Yeah.
That's where you lose me. I'm back over there.
I'm going LAX.
Ooh.
For this specific reason.
Home base, huh?
There was no other way to do it than to go around the freaking whole circle. You got to go through every terminal. 1, 2. If you're in 7,
They got shortcuts.
The shortcuts ain't really short.
Yeah, they are.
Nah, they ain't, Tom.
You can cut nah, down, man. When you make that left. They got mad shortcuts.
Nah, man. I stick what I said. I hate it. I actually hated when I used to ride the Megabus down. I mean, not the Megabus. The Flyaway.
Yeah.
Flyaway, if you flew Southwest,
you was no good. Big deal. But if you had United. You got to stop with everybody. Yeah, that done that trash.
And then the other part about LAX, once you get out of LAX, you in traffic.
Yeah.
As far as the eye can see.
Yeah, for sure.
Minimal good dining options in LAX.
They got food.
It's minimal. They got Jersey Mike's, a lemonade, depending on what terminal
they got. They got more than that.
Nah, man. Watch out. Who else do I hate?
He said, who else do I hate? How many is this?
That's six. Let me tell you what I love real quick. Detroit's airport. Fantastic.
I got no notes on Detroit.
Work of art.
The train is efficient and easy to get to.
The walk, it's big, yeah. But it's like.
I got no notes.
The tram. You know what? I don't love DFW.
Okay.
Talk
about it.
Too big.
Okay.
I don't like SkyTrain. I'd be in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that either.
SkyTrain, man. I don't like having to get on.
Having to get on the train specifically. Man. It's like a big event. And you've been walking. It's one airport you walk for mad long. Just to get to the train. Yeah. And then you take the train and you stand. I can't remember what city it is. Minneapolis, that's a big-ass airport.
Minneapolis is.
That shit is huge. Minneapolis
is crazy.
But it's like nice.
It's a nice airport.
Yeah, it's nice.
Also, I think I'm a little bit of a Delta snob.
Yeah.
Detroit, Minneapolis, good airports.
Yeah. Miami sucks. Yeah. Somebody said that here. Miami sucks.
Thanks.
Let me. That's my pick. Miami sucks.
Oh my!
That airport is trash. It's old fashioned. It sucks.
It also probably matches the vibe of the city the least.
Yeah.
Like El Paso Airport, Albuquerque Airport, them is Southwest Airport.
Right.
You get down there, you got Southwest tiling.
Yeah.
It feels like you're in there. Miami is glitz, glamour.
Right.
Culture.
The airport is the opposite.
Airport is like, Miami, huh? Yeah. You want a little sex? What?
It's very sleazy at that airport.
Big sleaze.
It's like cigarette smoke furniture. That's the vibe. Sacramento did a real nice refurbish.
Sacramento is a great airport.
They buttered it up nice.
Sacramento's great. SeaTac is great now. Mm, I don't mind Portland's airport. Mm.
O'Hare is too far, man.
O'Hare is far. Location Midway is great.
Midway is fantastic.
Midway is in the neighborhood. You go outside you Midway, you are proper. At Tasha's house.
Yes.
It's just only Southwest.
Yeah.
And like one Delta flight.
Right.
O'Hare is.
They make you get up in O'Hare, man.
Yeah, but
now you running around like Home Alone. That's where they shot that, by the way. Fun fact.
So, I don't really like Charles de Gaulle Airport.
What is that?
Paris.
Oh,
as far as the hubs of the major cities, I love Amsterdam. Schiphol is better. London Heathrow is good. There. Of the three. A lot of times you're either going Paris, London, or Amsterdam, depending on your airline. Mm-hmm. And of the three, Paris is probably my least favorite. Amsterdam is just a sexy little airport.
I don't even remember that one.
Man, remember some stuff.
How you remember all these airports?
I be flying. But in Amsterdam, remember we couldn't find the drivers. Remember we was lost and the driver wouldn't come? We was texting, we were like, we don't know how we're going to get to the hotel. You don't remember that?
I don't even remember this.
What? You could?
I had edibles on that trip, man.
That was after.
You remember, Josh? You remember this? Hey, I don't remember it either.
You don't remember this?
You know how much we be traveling?
You remember? What part? Amsterdam. When we went to the airport and they didn't have no drivers.
I don't remember there
were
no drivers.
See? Nobody remembers this, man.
Of the three big European airports, Paris, Charles de Gaulle, is the worst of the three.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, London's other airport. Oh, not Heathrow. I don't love that one.
Heathrow is all right.
Yeah. What's the London's other airport? Gatwick. Gatwick is out there. Gatwick is like, you don't shouldn't. That's you out countryside. But I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind Gatwick.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. The future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Go is changing the way millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. Get started today at BlueChew.com and go for gold. Listen, guys, the Olympics are coming up. The World Cup is coming up. And what do these have in common? World-class athletes performing at their best. What do you want to be? A world-class peen man performing at your best. You know, they train for years. They've got supplements to make them perform at their best. Blue Chew just wants the same for you so you can get the gold in the bedroom. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, and we got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with the promo code BALD. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
I don't feel strongly about it anymore, Marquita. I'm not going to lie to the people. Okay. I don't know if it might not have been top 10, but shut the hell up if it ain't. LaGuardia. I was 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. LaGuardia, you thought what?
I'm shocked you didn't say Atlanta.
I love Atlanta's airport.
I don't love it, but I just take it.
I think Atlanta's airport gets a bad rap.
You don't see the airport no more.
I do. I still be going. I still be going. I be going. We connect through Atlanta all the
time.
What
you love about it?
Atlanta's airport's biggest problem is there's too many people. But it's efficient.
It's actually really efficient.
It's set up nice.
Efficient.
It's easy to get to the train.
Too many people.
Yeah,
and the people are often confused. But I don't think that's the airport's part.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they actually do the best job of train.
I can't hate on Atlanta.
For the amount that of people, train their train is like, okay.
Yeah.
It's just too many people.
It's just
you
packed.
You gotta have.
And they got clear, good stores in there too.
Good stores. You got a good food, good Sky Club, best
peanut,
Sky Club.
Peanut butter and jelly in there.
Peanut butter and jelly in
that
there.
That one place.
Remember when we was in Detroit, got peanut butter and jelly. There's a dude in front of us being told, you probably don't remember this. He was like, can I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And the lady was like, sure, $8. He was like, $8? Like, bro. He was like, I could go to the grocery store and get all that for $8. She was like, well, then go.
I remember this.
Well, then go to the grocery store then.
Go to
he
the
was like,
store.
All right, I'll take it. Because
what you gonna do,
at
man?
At this point, of course, you can go to the grocery store, nigga, but it's not at Terminal 3.
But you flying somewhere.
Do you want the sandwich?
Up.
The girl was just looking like, do
I
you want
the
sandwich?
I could have went to the grocery store. Well, you can still go. You can still go to the grocery store.
She looked him dead in his face.
And miss
we'll
your
go.
Flight.
And then I got the sandwich. And it was a great peanut butter
it was
jelly
a
sandwich.
Great sandwich.
I remember, he was so pissed.
I remember some food now. Let me get my charger, man. My battery's about to die.
All right, man. Watch out. Good or bad?
No great.
It's
so
no great.
It's not great. No bueno is what I was thinking
of.
I thought
that
was
no great.
That's funny, you know, Mexico City's airport is not my favorite.
I would agree.
For a city that's that big, that's
also
a.
Also under construction, too, though.
That is true.
But also, there, getting through customs and all that.
Oh, my God. The worst. And the airport does not match that city. I love that city.
I do not
love the airport. When I got there, I was like, man, maybe Mexico City's going to suck.
Oh, and yeah,
the airport was so chaotic. It's so many people.
I said, there's no way this is the biggest airport for this biggest top five city in the world.
Yeah.
That airport was mad mid. There we go. I'm in the game.
All right.
Oh.
Who's that?
I'm taking it or I'm giving it. Okay.
6 degrees of separation.
I won't look.
With Tony the Baker. Let me find
out. I won't look. Come to Cleveland, Kev.
Mm-mm.
The same episode, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, so I'm giving it to Kev.
Tony.
Oh, no.
Oh, you. Okay.
Oh. Give oh, now
this.
I got it. All right. All right, ladies and gents. They's and them's, binaries, whoever you lick, that's your tongue. All right. This or that with Tony Baker. If you don't know, I'm giving him two actors, actresses, whatever. He's got to connect them via movie, via the other actors in the movie. No television shows, no voiceover work. All right. In theory, he's got to do this in less than 60 seconds. You ready?
Okay.
We're giving you some ones that are a little bit better.
Precious.
Should we do 90? Yeah, let's do 60. Make it hard. Make it hard. Let's do it. 60 seconds.
That's ready, Tone?
Yeah. You're going to do good. All right.
Okay. All right.
Sharon Stone and Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, okay. Sharon Stone, Sigourney Weaver. Sharon Stone and Sigourney Weaver. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sharon Stone was in... Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas, who was in Sigourney Weaver. Oh, shoot. Oh, okay. There it is right there. Sharon Stone was in, what did I say?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas, who was in War of the Roses with Danny DeVito, who was in, oh, shoot. These two together. Who was in... let me go the other way. Hold on.
Go the other way on him, Tom.
Sigourney Weaver. There's an easy connection here. Sigourney Weaver. Let me think about her whole... Sigourney Weaver. Sharon Stone.
It got to be an hour, Marquita. 90 seconds. Ha, you lose.
I couldn't get it, man.
You have a better chance here.
That's not enough time.
We ain't got enough time.
Time makes me fold up.
Yeah.
Normally I'm not timed.
Yeah, we ain't got all day.
Yeah.
Second chance.
But I can connect them for sure.
I know you can. You're going to be sitting at the home on the way home. Like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alfred Woodard.
Okay.
And Queen Latifah.
Alfred Woodard was in Crooklyn with Delroy Lindo, who was in Malcolm X with Denzel Washington. Who?
Alfred Woodard and Queen Latifah.
Oh, there it is. With Denzel Washington, who was in Bone Collector with Queen Latifah.
See? And now, and then when he do it good, exactly. It's fine. 22 seconds, nigga. Oh, this one you're going to do good, Tone. I believe in you. These are people right up your alley. And they got plenty of movies between them. Why we do no voiceover? Somebody asked. Why no voiceover work?
Watch out, man.
I was trying to remember why.
I'd rather do just straight up.
I was trying to remember why there was a reason.
Oh, voiceover.
It was,
man.
You. You the reason there. That said not
they
to do
not
that.
They're not there, man.
They be there.
They be there, but nah, man. We're not doing voiceover.
All right, live action only. Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tom Hanks and Jamie Lee Curtis. It's not as easy as it seems.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis don't do as many movies?
I feel like it, but I could be wrong. Tom Hanks and Jamie Lee Curtis. Ha. Jamie Lee Curtis was in Fish Called Wanda. She was in Blue Steel with Ron Silver. She was in Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Eddie Murphy. And who?
Tom Hanks and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tom Hanks. Okay. Okay. Forrest Gump had Jamie Lee Curtis. Ugh. The hell was she in, man? She was in True Lies with Tom Arnold, Tia Carrere.
Oh, snap, he was in that. What's Tom Arnold been up to?
Bill Paxton was also in True Lies.
True Lies.
Who's also in, wait, who am I connecting?
Tom Hanks, Jimmy Lee Curtis.
Okay. Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
90.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marquita made it harder for you this time.
No, I went with people who have a lot of movies. Jimmy Lee Curtis has 50. No,
she got the filmography. I'm just.
She really?
Yes. Literally, I looked up because you said when they have more films, that makes it easier. So I said, okay, this time.
I ain't know she did 50 movies.
Yes. She started in 78 with Halloween.
Yeah, that was her debut.
Yes.
She was my
girl. She was in Trading Places, like he said. Perfect. She was in
Delta. She was in that movie she won an Oscar for, which I still don't.
Everything, remember. Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah, she got a resume for sure.
She's Halloween. Yeah.
Because I could have connected them through voiceover, but that would have been too easy. Christmas with the Cranks, mm-hmm. Tim Allen, Tom Hanks, and Toy Story.
Too easy, Tone. You made it harder on yourself.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go.
Hard or easy, depends on you. Selma Hayek, and Goldie Hawn.
Selma Hayek and Goldie Hawn.
Okay. That's Kate Hudson, mama.
Okay. Selma Hayek and Goldie Hawn. So Goldie Hawn, man, she got thin in later years in terms of filmography. Selma Hayek, Goldie Hawn, Mel Gibson, Bird on the Wire, Bill Duke. Antonio Banderas. He was in The Expendables with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wait a minute. Mel Gibson was in one of them too, but I can't remember the exact one. Damn it. Bird on the Wire had Mel Gibson and Bill Duke and David Carradine, who was in Kill Bill. Goldie Hawn, though. Kurt Russell. Okay, Goldie Hawn was in Overboard with Kurt Russell, who was in Death Proof with Rosario Dawson, who was in Sin City with... It was in Sin City with so many people.
90.
Damn it.
Yes. Tony is allowed to use MCU movies.
It's not enough time.
We try to get actors who ain't been in MCU movies, but he is allowed to use them. All right. You're going to do this one, Tony. I believe in you.
I don't know.
Forrest Whitaker. You're going to get the last two. Forrest Whitaker and Bruce Willis.
Was Whitaker and Bruce Willis. You was that confident, huh?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to do good.
Forrest Whitaker and Bruce Willis. Ving Rhames. Forrest Whitaker and Bruce Willis. Kiefer Sutherland. Colin Farrell. Tom Cruise. Fast Times at Ridgemont. And Forrest Whitaker and who?
Bruce Willis. You said Kiefer Sutherland.
Denzel and Bruce Willis never worked together. Okay. Denzel and Bruce Willis. Damn, I just lost what I had. Bruce Willis is in Immortal Thoughts with Demi Moore, who was in Ghost, with Whoopi Goldberg, who was in Waiting Exhale with Angela Bassett, who was in Malcolm X with Denzel, who was in The Great Debaters with Forrest.
I told you he was going to get it with 12 to spare. With 12 to spare. All right, last one. I believe in you, Tom, for sure. I know you get this. Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Wesley Snipes. Okay. Wesley Snipes was in Jungle Fever with Sam Jackson, who was in Amos and Andrew with Nicolas Cage.
If they be working out movies at the same time, Tony gonna get them. And Wesley and Nicolas was moving them early 90s. I got a movie, Con Air. Wyman Kenjo, Nicolas Cage, Tu Wong Fu, all that. All right, y'all. See you later.